February 20th, 1991. Yeah, built-in compressor. I like this machine. I wish it had more equalization, more bands. That's why I would drive for it. But for the price, it was like 2.5 a couple years ago. Some things we're going to talk about harmonics today. I'd love to do the descending ones. We'll get some of these patterns out of the way, and then we'll talk about the chime. Instead of always running up and running down, just.
Are you skipping every other string?
I skip two strings on the way down. That's the way the normal pattern works.
When you're holding a D major 9.
When you you can backtrack too. You can start almost at the end of the ascending one, so it's not always so overtly running up and down. Also, just starting on just the last little bit, maybe. Actually, that's in the root, isn't it? No, that's correct. This is the last part of the ascending one, just the last two notes of.
Sounds like it's all harmonic.
It's true. Unless you're using just the bridge pickup, then you can notice the tone is so brain compared to
brain bomb.
Yeah, exactly. You can really tell it's a telly or something. The best chimes come out of when you get farther up the board, out of incorporating a middle pickup into your chime sound. You get the best blend to where it all sounds like chimes. If you use the neck pickup, it's usually real fine, but it starts to run out of steam real fast. Even up this range is actually on this guitar, it's right up the thick enough strings, but it starts to get a little thin up there.
Yeah, right, I see what you're saying.
What's happening is you're right over the pickup. Yeah. The string length is now shortened down to about 4.5 inches as far as the effective.
Right.
So it's like picking right near a bridge. There's no plane, the strings
are
generating.
It's not picking up anything.
Yeah. And when you get past the pickup, so that's when you have to. You notice that before you have to kick on something when you get too high?
Yep.
Okay, so chime chords. One thing to do chime chords with is the little forms. So
minor
the 4-note chords that are on adjacent strings that are not close harmony. Triads with this technique.
Okay, I'll try it without the pick.
You can go back and do the triads as well.
Except I can't do it.
Well, you might surprise yourself. Do you have a thumbnail one?
Yes.
Okay. I see why you're having trouble. If you put your thumb right next to your first finger like this, you won't get any action out of the string.
You have to stretch the thumb back?
Yeah, you got to pull it back at least 1.5 inches, maybe 2 inches from,
okay,
from the pointer. And get back there on the right fret now.
Yeah.
The more vertical you get within reason with your thumb, the better chime you'll get, as opposed to
and then
slamming
and then
it
the
down.
The second, third, and fourth finger have to grab each of the strings.
That's correct.
All right. Well, let's not have Mark try any of this, and let's go on.
Sure?
Yep. I know what it is. I'll try it. But I know my technique when it comes without a pick is really lacking.
Okay, let's go to the pick, and we'll talk about some triad things.
We can do it with three. It's really like now you're you're just playing a little
triad,
little triad shapes, and you're picking
doing like
the bottom note.
Second inversions, right?
Right.
Like the D chord, right?
Right.
If you have an open or a bass pedal, if you go. That's right, so here's our E minor 11, which I know you know. See why
the factor is called no technique.
No, no, maybe. That's interesting. Got your board overboard right now, huh?
I don't know. I think it's just the way it came.
Yeah, it's actually, the way you can tell is when you push the string at the last fret and the first fret, it's actually, there's no play in the string. It's literally right on every fret.
Right.
That means that it's overboard. You want to loosen up the neck, just get a slight tiny bit of air in between. One manifestation is probably going to rattle more on the first few frets
right.
than it does up high.
Yeah, it does.
It's like pulling the neck back or something. You know?
Right, it does that, yeah.
Yeah. That sometimes what that does is it doesn't let your note breathe. Let's see. Mark, you have the wiring on this, I suspect, that keeps the highs in the circuit all the time. When I turn it down, the highs are still there. It means there's a 1 meg pot with a little tiny 001 capacitor, across the input and the middle, the wiper. If you want to get a richer sound out of this thing when you turn the volume down, meaning even a better harmonic and everything, what you might do, because that's part of the reason, it just thins out.
Yeah.
But let me explain one thing before I mention the solution. Fender meant well when they did this, and it does accomplish the avowed goal of keeping the high. What it does as a side effect, and I guess nobody noticed, to lose all the bass.
Right.
Here's.
I know the kind of guitars you used to be able to, certain ones, you turn them down, they get warmer a little bit, right? Is that the idea? Roll them back a bit?
Well, no, most guitars, well, okay, we'll call it warmer. Most people that bitch about that, which is why Fender did this, feel like it gets dull, it just loses all the time. So they kept a certain amount of time, sparkly thing if we had more trouble on hand. But you just thought the bass goes away. So what you might want to do is put a 250K pot in there.
Yeah.
If you want it to come on real fast, not too fast, but real fast and sound like an old telly, meaning extra mid-range fast, then put a 250K linear taper pot in there. That's a big factor in the old telly sound, not just the pickups. And I say, you know, this telly sounds so thick, it's, you know, on this pickup, part of that's just that the mid-range comes in faster. Than this is great for blues. Just got the thing. Wow. These are eights, aren't they?
No.
They're nines. Boy, they feel nice. Not that much tension. I don't know why. Try it that way, and then if it's not, it doesn't matter.
so.
Okay, so. I can do this on one of my other guitars a lot better, but,
yeah. Yeah, in other words, part of the reason right now is not your fault. It's just thinning out a bit. What we could do is we could have you run the guitar wide open. I'll turn the amp front down. Thank you.
So you do double notes, okay? Next.
Oh, double notes.
That's nice.
Double notes in four note chords.
So, right, I see. Yeah, so I can, it doesn't feel too.
Section imitation. That's the four note chords. Just take regular voicings and they become, four part closing. See how to do it?
Yeah, okay. I see what you're doing. I mean, I see the chords, some of them. You're grabbing you're using the bottom notes of the chord.
Sure.
I mean, four and two or whatever, right?
Yeah, I'm just using the lowest string to get the chime.
And you're harmonizing, you're grabbing, you're missing, skipping a string.
No, they're all adjacent. It's just.
Well, this time you're doing
I'm doing the four note chords again. That was something you already were aware of.
I've never had it before.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I've seen you do it, and it's almost hard to explain it. I just kind of
Okay. Let's look at the harmonic, the resulting sound from these chime things, from the arpeggio thing as a scale as well, instead
right.
of just an arpeggio. Let's say on the second fret, just the top five strings.
And just.
So we would go string three. Chime string five to begin our.
Oh, okay. String three.
We're going to omit string six. We're going to do a Keith Richards number here. Scale. It's not a normal quote-unquote diatonic scale.
It's a pentatonic scale.
There you go. So you can try to fill in some of the gaps. So you spell it out. A, B, C sharp, E. You say, wow, there's no D letter. It's not diatonic. So I added the D in between to fill in the gap. Nice and slow. Think of the letter names. A.
On the way up?
A.
Maybe on the way up.
Start with A, please.
Here.
The pattern started, let me say it again, on string three.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Up.
A,
B, C sharp. That's right.
Well, you're letting the other.
The alphabet now, not so much strings, it's just trying to make an alphabet now. That's right. that last note?
F sharp.
Right. Now, if we stop there or return, you know, come back down, we left a letter of the alphabet out. We left a certain letter out, huh?
G sharp.
G sharp. Maybe we'll call it G if we mix it in.
Or G.
Now, put A in at the top to complete the octave. Think letter names more than strings. Go slow enough to think letters. You can do it.
Do I have to?
Oh, yeah. Just once. Just one.
Okay. A, B, C sharp, D.
Excellent.
E,
yeah.
F sharp, G.
G.
And
A. Great.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, now do, so do it up to.
Wait a second. Save your thought. You can. You don't have to always fill in the second string. There's just the top string you're doing the first.
So you could do whatever.
Or you can just do the second string. That, instead of both second and first, you get.
That
sounds nice too.
Or you can put a D sharp instead.
Sharp, G sharp, that's fine.
Whatever.
Depends on the scale and the key. So that's one degree. Now there's six other stations in the scale or places to rest, you know?
Oh, the shapes that go with this?
I don't mean the pentatonic thinking. I mean just alphabet. Now we'll just think alphabet.
Okay.
It's fine. I'm thinking key of A with an alphabet, but what if we take the key of A and start from the letter B?
Right.
So I'm going to still use string 3 to start it.
Yeah.
Then B, C sharp, I'll go with that instead of C natural for. D is back here behind the bar, right?
Right.
So it's B, C sharp, D.
Oh, so D's are in the normal pattern. Now the E is going to be out of it.
That's correct. So we're going to add it with the third of pink, or the pink alley.
I
think
you
just added E.
So here's the little shape right here.
Yeah,
right?
It kind of evolves into that.
So when I start on the B.
Good.
Wait a minute, and then it goes B.
Two finger in. So it's like.
sharp. Good. If you want to. Now, have you ever moved these and started them on different spots?
Like, oh, sure.
You could do the same idea, start it on the D string or start it on the B string. Yeah. See, but okay. But this is gives you the most span.
The D string gives you the most range to start on. But it's also much harder to hold the results of it, so I didn't want to make that burden.
So the G string is kind of, you got a fairly good range, and
the B string is not enough range as much.
Okay, C sharp, D, E, sorry, F sharp, G sharp, A.
Now let's say you would use your third finger to get the F sharp, then you could leave that down.
Wait, okay. C sharp.
Some of the shapes, and at the very least you'll get some ideas from it. It's on the same exact subject about scale-wise harmonics with five-string chords.
So?